The Coach Curl podcast is brought to you by Think and Grow Business, the home of the Think and Grow Business Mastermind. If you're serious about growing your business, get serious and join a mastermind group today. Find out more at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au.
Hey there, and welcome to this week's episode of the Coach Curl podcast. Today we're talking about the trap or the power of what could be. Hey there, and welcome to episode 60 of the Coach Curl podcast. And thank you for joining us. Today we're talking about what could be. It's that place that is sometimes magical, it's sometimes mystical. It's the place where we see ourselves in a better light. The place of what could be. It's a place where our dreams live. It's a place where our desires live. And it's a place that most of us will visit often. And it's a place where we spend some time imagining or visioning or dreaming of the best places that we believe we can be, of our greatest successes. It's a place where we dare to dream about what could be better in our lives, what could be better in our relationships, and what could be better in our businesses and our career. It's the place of what could be. It really is a magical place, because for most of us it's a trap, but for some of us it's an absolute power. But how can that be? I can hear you say, how can that be, Coach Curl? What are you talking about? How can it be a trap for most of us, and yet for some of us it's the ultimate power? How can it be different for different people? So how does that happen? You know, most of us dream. We know that. It's just a dream. We dream of beachside holidays. I was there last week. We dream of beachside holidays. We dream of an easier or a simpler life. We dream of winning the lottery. We dream of winning big. We dream of the lucky break. We dream of being the boss. We dream of our dream partners, our ideal partners, our soulmate. And we dream of other people that we find attractive. You may dream of writing a book. You may dream of running for office. You can imagine yourself being the president. I know what life would be like if I was the president or the prime minister. We dream of being lucky. We dream of getting lucky. We dream of getting that lucky break. You might spend your Friday nights after a tough week of work speaking your mind on what could be if you were the boss. Or you might be that person that has 1,000 ideas for new products and new businesses. And for most of us, nothing ever happens. Yet for some others, that dream becomes the driver, and they progressively work towards what it is that they're dreaming about. They persevere, they persist, and they're diligent in pursuit of their goals. And while not all of them may become in the top 10 richest people of the world, not all of them will be ultimately successful at what it is that they're chasing. All of them are successful in being better than where they were. They become more of the person that they're meant to be. Success, let's face it, is after all what you make it. And I've always believed that if you've maximized the potential that you have, you're successful. So if you've maximized the potential that you have, you're successful. Living life, being a living embodiment that anything is possible, is being successful. Having an attitude that if they set the path and do the work, the results will come. That's the type of people that that utilize the power of what could be. And the rest of the population, we either celebrate their success or we deride them for being lucky. We either celebrate the success or we deride them for being lucky. Or we compare our lives to theirs and get bitter. But and the reality with this is it's the same sense of what could be that's driving vastly different results. And from what we know, and can I tell you, what we know about how our brain works is incredibly little. So many people will tell you we know a lot, but we are so far removed from knowing everything that happens within the brain. We know things spark at different times. We know which parts of the brain seem to be the catalyst for chemical hits and chemical reactions. We know that. But we are still chasing some of the things. So many of the things that make us uniquely human, that make us conscious. But from what we know and what we can decipher about how our brain works, we believe it's the same chemical reaction that's creating those vastly different results. Again, how can that be? How can that be? You know, I was talking to one of my friends the other day, and I was just talking about surfing. You know, when I first started surfing, I was a young fella. And surfing back then was really driven by some real chemical reactions occurring in my brain. Things like the dopamine hits for getting that excitement, that anticipation, that energy to do things. The feeling and the emotions of fear, the adrenaline surge that you get when there's fear. So when I was younger, you know, a 4-foot wave would feel like it's an 8-foot wave. And there was this fear response and that adrenaline push to drive through that. But also, and all of those are still consistent with what happens today when I go for a paddle out. But the interesting thing now is that my greatest kick is not the dopamine hit of doing something new and special and fantastic on a wave. The hit that I most enjoy now about when I'm surfing is just that feeling of being at one when I'm out there behind the breakers, sitting on my board, being in tune with the water, being in awe of what's around me, looking at the beauty of the world. So I'm really soaking in what we know is serotonin. So it's interesting. It's the same activity. It's the same person. And the reaction and the hits are different. But we know it's dopamine that's causing the difference between the trap of what could be and the power of what could be. So we also know that dopamine is also a villain in respect of things like procrastination, addictions, things like people being workaholics. But I don't want to confuse you with that, so we won't dive into that. We just want to look at the concept of what could be. And the reality for the ones that are successful is they're engaging the rational part of their brain. They're engaging the prefrontal cortex, which is the rational side of the brain, the rational part. It's the frontal area of our brain. And that's the part of the brain that's going to set goals. It's the part of the brain where we start to chart the course. And when we engage this part of the brain, dopamine's an amazing friend. It fuels the journey and it gives us little hits along the way as we progress. It gives us little hits as we progress and it keeps us fueled for the journey ahead. It keeps us fueled and fired up. We keep looking for ways to make things happen. We look for continue. When we hit a roadblock, we'll look for a way around it. And dopamine rewards us. And the ultimate goal is the picture or the vision that we seek. It's the picture or the vision that we're seeking that creates the life of our dreams. Dopamine is our friend. And that's why I like the That's why, it's not just me that likes it. It's so many other people tell you, write down your goals. Write it down. Because just by undertaking that action, we're engaging that part of the brain. I call it bringing it to life. When we write something down, we bring it to life. We make it real. We make it possible. We place importance on it, on the attainment of that dream. And every step we get closer, our brain chemistry will reward us. Our brain chemistry rewards us. We really are amazing, fantastic creatures. Because as we step towards the goal, our brain rewards us. And for the ones that don't engage that process, the reality for them is that we haven't assigned any level of importance to the chase of that or pursuit of that goal. We haven't brought it to life, and it gets swamped with everything else that we have to do, or that we believe that we have to do, or that it gets swamped by the bad habits that we have in our life. It gets swamped. We haven't brought it to life. We haven't assigned a level of importance to the chase. Another thing that can happen is that the validation and the verification that we could do it is often enough. The validation and the verification is often enough. If our friends and our families believe that we could do something, often that's all we need. We actually don't go out there and do it because that's where we've received our hit. And that's where we've received our biggest hit, because ultimately getting it done is a similar reaction, but it's much lighter on the entertainment scale, so to speak. So it's the anticipation and the belief and the validation that will give us our dopamine hit. And then, are we going out to pursue that? Probably not. So if we're looking for validation for it, that others believe that we could do it, often that's enough. That's all we need. And often our own validation on our beliefs that we could do it. You know, our hotels and clubs and pubs are filled with people sitting on bar stools telling everyone what could have been, because they believe that. That's their validation. That's their verification. And one of the quotes that I have that gets circulated is one of those quotes is a really simple one. I know I could, but I know I won't. Yeah, I know I could get fit, and I know I could gain weight, and I know I could be a better boss. I know I could have a business. I know I could bring that idea to life. But I also know I won't, because my chemical hit within my brain has been rewarded just by my belief that I could do it. So the same chemical response is responsible for us being trapped in the place of what could be, or using that power of what could be to drive us forward. The same chemical response giving us vastly different results. Harness the power. Harness the power of what could be. Don't fall into the trap of what could be bringing those. Don't fall into the trap of what could be. Harness the power of what could be. Bring those dreams to life. Assign some level of importance to it. Map it out and do it. Dream it, design it, do it. And I know you can, but you don't need my validation. You don't need my verification. Assign a level of importance. Write the thing down. Dream it, design it, and get out there and do it. Thanks for listening to episode 60 of the Coach Curl podcast. A big shout out to Think and Grow Business, our sponsors. You can check them out at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au, where they're lifting the performance of people in business. Also, don't forget, Seriously Simple Stuff to Get You Unstuck is still available, will always be available on Amazon, whichever Amazon where you're at. It's also available at strongerbraverwiser.com, or you can buy it now at the shop at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au. 20% of every book sold goes to support the wonderful cause at Carter's Cause, and you can help support those people just by buying a copy of the book or by going to carterscause.org.au. and donating to their cause. They help the kids and the families of kids born with congenital heart disease. They're an amazing group, and they're raising money and helping Heart Kids Australia. So the power of what could be is within your grasp. Assign importance, dream it, design it, and do it. That's Coach Curl signing off for this week's episode. Don't forget the golden rule, just don't be an arsehole. Until next time, I'll see you then.